This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 436 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, it's all about Disney's 50th anniversary. As you know, we've brought you a lot of information about Disney's 50th, but Disney just had a big media event to announce even more of what's coming for Disney's 50th. Jimmy and Sam were both down in the parks this past weekend, and they got some great information. And they got on Guardians of the Galaxy. So we're going to talk a lot about the event. We're going to talk a lot about the information they got. And without any more waiting, Jimmy, take it away.
Hey guys, Jimmy here from the Disney Nerds Podcast, standing out in front of the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind attraction here at Epcot. We're here today for a media event. We will get to ride the attraction later today, and I'll definitely give you guys my opinion on that. The ride opens to the public on May 27th. We'll get to talk to some people about merchandise today that's going to be in the store, as well as some of the Imagineers who designed it. So stay tuned all weekend long to the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page and Instagram for more information. See you guys soon.
So as with anything, we're going to start with some of the new merchandise Disney's announced for the second half of the 50th that's coming up. There's a lot of different types, so we're going to bounce around a little bit. Here we go.
Hey guys, Jimmy here with the Disney Nerds Podcast, here with Tracy at the Treasures of Xandar merch shop over by Guardians of the Galaxy in Epcot. Tracy's going to walk us through some of the awesome merch here in the store.
I am so excited to share what we've been working on for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, specifically for Treasures of Xandar. I'm going to take you through four programs that I'm really excited about, which is just going to touch on a little bit. There's going to be more to show when we get to opening. So the first program we're going to talk you through is what we call Heroes of Xandar. And really it's about, what if the Guardians were like rock stars of the planet? So as you can see, we have things from like concert-inspired tees, like if you were a rock star, you would of course have your concert tee. We'll have role play, the Star Wars jacket for both adult and youth, and then we have this amazing Star Wars mask as well that can fit eight up. So it's amazing because it's very versatile. We also have our honorary guardians. So honorary guardians for us is like when you come on, everybody's going to have the ability to really join the Guardians, what that's going to be. We have apparel for everyone's family dressings, for anybody in the family, and every single silhouette is inspired from film. So everything from Star-Lord to Mantis to Gamora, they're all represented somehow within patterning and seeming. So it's just exciting, a little nod to the film for the guests. Next, we have what we call Groot Through the Years. So Groot for us, you know, from all the baby Groot to adult Groot, we're going to have something for everyone. We'll have our things like our bendable set. We have a cute plush. We have so many great things to share with you on that one as well. And then our last story, the one of my most exciting stories, I think, is what we call Through the Eyes of Quill. So when Peter Quill came here as a child in the 80s, he had a sense of what it was supposed to be. What is Epcot like? And he let the broker know what he needed to have for all of us on Terra. So this is all influenced by what he would have remembered in the 80s. So all the silhouettes, the colors, the patterning. We even have some nods to different things that you might have saw in Epcot at the time frame, like a mug that's inspired by the Figment silhouette of the original Figment mug. So there's lots of things to see here, lots of bright colors, just a lot of that nostalgia of Epcot in the 80s.
Thank you so much. I love it all. And
Man, I'm going to have to buy most of it, I think.
Right, I think so, absolutely. Right.
Thank you so Thank much. You. Appreciate you.
Yes.
I can't wait to see some of that new Guardians merch. So now what's happening here is you're going to hear Jimmy and John from Intercot with a couple of interviews coming up. They happen to be together and share the duties of holding the camera versus actually doing the interviewing.
Hey friends, John from Intercot.com and Jimmy from Disney Nerds right there behind the camera. We're with Kevin. Kevin,
yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, I'm Associate Brand Merchandising Manager, so I cover all of Avatar product, from your mugs to your bags to your apparel. I do all of it. I help strategize all of
them. That's pretty cool. And, of course, yeah, we're at Animal Kingdom now. All right, so Avatar stuff.
Yeah.
Cool, so tell us what's new in the world of Avatar merch.
Yeah, so we're actually celebrating the 5th anniversary of the land opening at Animal Kingdom.
It's been 5 years already.
So we're bringing in 4 new capsule collections.
Okay.
Really kind of leading towards all the different aspects that our guests have wanted. So first up is our travel collection. So really themed into what the guest needs to gear up for your land trip. So of course you want to showcase you were there, so you have that perfect tea. It's going to be hot there, so make sure you've got your headwear and drink up, so you've got your drink there too.
Oh, that's nice.
So next up, our collection. We love that perfect hour just between daytime and nighttime, so we've captured that perfect scene, so we can dress you up from head to toe in different items to celebrate that. One of my favorites is we use that piece of art on a candle, and that candle actually smells like the Navi River Journey attraction that we get at Animal Kingdom. I have to smell it over and over, because it really does.
One more time. Oh my gosh, it really does.
So very excited for that one.
It's like the scent of water and a little bit of algae mixed in and stuff.
In our Navi culture.
It's in a good way, trust me, okay?
So you'll see the light-up aspect is definitely peppered into those products as well. The third collection is that light-up collection. So as many lights as you can within Pandora, our water bottle, our keychain, we'll have glow-in-the-dark apparel as well. That's a key aspect within Pandora is that bioluminescence.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been there at night, the whole land lights up. It's actually one of the most amazing things.
It feels different from day to night.
It completely does. Yeah.
So is our land collection. So this mural is actually featured in our merchandise location of Pandora. So definitely things that if you've been to the park before, Flight of Passage, there's those cave paintings in the queue as well. So more of the I was there, I saw that is the last collection. Very excited for all of that.
I'm telling you, get the candle. Seriously, it smells great. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey folks, John from Intercot.com. On behalf of myself and also Jimmy from the Disney Nerds who is taping things, I'm here with Nick.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you guys about merchandise that you can find over at Disney Springs, specifically at Marketplace Co-op.
Yeah, and like I've been saying to Nick here a few times, since this is take number 3, I remember as a kid coming to Florida, checking out the Orange Bird. It was a big thing back in the 70s. It looks like Disney Springs was kind of incorporating that 70s thing. And tell us about the stuff over here, like your shirt and what we got here and how that's all tying in.
Yeah, so a little history lesson here. So the pattern and the iconography you see here across this product actually was first seen on the merchandise shopping bags from back in the 70s. So let's say you'd want to go to the Emporium and get yourself an ear headband. Well, the cast member would put your ear headband in a bag with this exact pattern on it.
See, I knew I had seen it somewhere before, been coming here since 74, so I literally, if my mom hadn't thrown out the bags in my closet that held the old tickets and stuff like that in it, then I probably would have this.
Yes, super fun. So we pulled it out of the vault and
that looks amazing.
Put it across some of our theme park specials. And I'm also wearing it right now.
I know. I love when they do that kind of stuff, and they do kind of a throwback, and they make us, it not only is cool from a retro look, and it fits in today, but also, as far as we go, it's a throwback for us who have been here for a long, long time. What else we have?
Yeah, so here we have an Orange Bird collection from the vault. So, I don't know if you guys know, but Orange Bird is really embedded in our Walt Disney World heritage and Florida heritage as well, as you said earlier.
Yep.
So it's really fun to see him come through in a lot of these great like theme park essentials. So you see him suddenly in this pattern here of this dress shop dress.
Oh, that's nice.
You see him in this really fun denim jacket, think orange. And then
That I could wear.
Yeah, that's
cool. I really like that.
I can see you wearing that. I love it. I love it. And then everyone loves a cool co-brand, right? So here we have a Harvey's bag that we've collaborated with them on a seatbelt bag, so if you feel the material, it's that type of material. And then additionally, we have a scarf and this really fun cross-body plush bag.
Oh, look at that.
Featuring Orange Bird's iconic citrusy design.
Very plushy.
Very plushy. Yeah, and all these products, so most of these items have arrived at Walt Disney World, including Disney Springs. But you can see a couple of these items roll in later this spring.
Okay. And this one right here?
Yeah, so it's a really fun period.
Oh, look at that.
Yes. Florida Orangeburg.
Again, this reminds me of the things we used to get the orange juice out of right by the Tiki Room. So, all right. Hey, everybody, it's John from Intercot.com. That's Jimmy Horn behind the camera. Thanks, Jimmy. We're with Cody. Cody's an old friend of mine. We go way back, like from a couple months ago.
Yep.
We met on the Galactic Star Cruiser.
Correct, yeah.
Yes, and talked about all the interesting stuff there. So you are the man when it comes to all things Star Wars.
Star Wars merchandise, you got it. And
yes.
I got a lot to tell you today.
Okay.
All right, so today's May the 4th, and we're celebrating May the 4th be with you, the Star Wars holiday.
And also with you.
It's a Catholic thing, I'm sorry, whatever. And with that, we have a variety of new merchandise.
Yes.
So you can see here the new May the 4th logo merchandise.
Yeah.
The collectible pins, limited releases, limited editions. We have magic bands. We have apparel such as headwear. And we also have adult apparel not shown here. But all available at Disney's Hollywood Studios today.
Okay. Excellent.
All right. Okay. Throughout the month of May, we're continuing to celebrate Star Wars. All the month of May. Actually, we celebrate Star Wars all the time. But with new releases through the month of May, we're celebrating Star Wars New Hope's 45th anniversary. And so with that, we'll have two collections. 45 years, can you believe it?
Oh,
boy. I know, it's amazing.
It's not right.
So two collections. One of them is all going to be featuring this great vintage-style action figure artwork.
Okay. That's cool.
We'll have toys, apparel, of all kinds of things. And we know it's so nostalgic because so many people had those.
Totally bringing back my youth. I had those. I can tell you how many times they crashed into the dirt and stuff like that. We'll go into that.
All right,
what else we
got? Then our second series is all featured around concept. So it's going to be, what was Star Wars going to be? So it's like the concept artwork and concept characters. So this is the concept Darth Vader of what he could have looked like. So you'll see a whole lot of merchandise all around the concept of Star Wars.
Kind of interesting. Yeah.
All right, here we have Wishables. So if you're familiar with Wishables, they're a plush line that actually celebrates all the different Disney parks attractions.
Okay, I'm not familiar with these at all. So
you've seen them for all kinds of different attractions.
I've seen folks explain what are they in a bag?
They're
or
blind eyes, and they have different characters. So our first one for Star Wars last year was Star Tours.
Okay.
And so this time we're focused on the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. So you see Hondo and Naka's droid, Chewbacca, the Falcon itself, and a port.
Is this the thing where you open it up and you figure out what you
It's a blind bag.
A blind bag. Okay, all right. Got it.
All right, and as we move on over, today is also Black Spire Day at the World of Galaxy's Edge.
I know.
So we have a lot going on with the holiday, but we also have a lot going on with lightsabers. So as you can see here, this is our limited edition Ahsoka Tano set.
Wow.
It's limited to 6,000 pieces worldwide. It'll actually come with both hilts, as you see here, this theme box where it has tons of storytelling all around it. And when you open the box, it'll actually play Ahsoka's theme for a classic theme.
Unbelievable.
And we also, so this is available at Shop Disney today and later this month at Disney's Hollywood Studios. These two here, first time we introduced them in the white box, that means they're limited release.
Okay.
And we have a Luminarum Dooley, a Jedi Master, and a Saz Ventress refocused when she had to get a new lightsaber.
We got some movement back there. What's going on?
And the last few things back here, again, throughout the month of May, we'll have new drops at Droid Depot. These are our new C1 droids.
Okay.
Kind of modeled after Chopper from Star Wars Rebels. And so new builds and all kinds of new products will be coming. And then in Dokkengar, he has a variety of new treasures coming all month long. And this is going to be the Darth Vader pyre helmet. Seen in Star Wars The Force Awakens.
It's a little scary. Little creepy, but very cool at the same time. Cody, thanks for showing us everything cool in the Star Wars universe and available at Hollywood Studios.
There's always something new to buy. I got to give Disney credit for that. And there's a lot of good things out there, too. So, looking forward to it. Okay, so now I did promise you Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which is coming. We're going to play the pre-show and some of the, I guess, atmosphere noises and sounds. So next, with the Disney Nerds, as much as merchandise is great, food is even better. So here's Jimmy and some great descriptions of the food coming for the second half of the 50th anniversary.
That'd be wonderful.
I would love to.
Yeah, so, what do we got?
Yeah, just a little bit about what's on the table, though. So these are just a few of our items that we created for the 50th anniversary celebration at the Magic Kingdom. Okay. We created over 120 items, so I'm going to take you through just 12 of them today. All right, so right here we've got our Miranda fried rice, which you can find over at Jungle Skipper Canteen. It's just a classic fried rice dish, some pork in there, egg, rice, obviously. We've got the shrimp on top. And the inspiration behind this dish was the Adventureland Veranda restaurant that opened with the park in 1971. It had a couple of dishes like this, so we thought, why not bring it back?
I was here in 74,
well,
so I did see it. So, yep, I remember it. What else do we have?
You cannot go to any of our parks without trying a churro.
There it is.
This is our 50th celebration churro. Find this in Frontierland. So it's rolled in strawberry sugar, marshmallow cream on top, some of those beautiful 50th anniversary sprinkles, and it comes with a side of the chocolate hazelnut dipping sauce.
Is that what we get to try in a minute here?
You do.
Okay,
you do, absolutely.
Awesome.
And you can try as many as you'd like.
All right.
Let's step over to Liberty Tree Tavern, where you can find our I Cannot Tell a Lie milkshake. This is a cherry and vanilla milkshake. We've got a brown sugar and graham cracker rim, whipped cream, a cherry on top, and this is themed for Hall of Presidents, but more specifically George Washington, right? When he was a kid, he
all
cut
right.
down his dad's cherry tree, and he couldn't tell a lie about it, but I cannot lie, this is a delicious milkshake for you to try.
This is brutal. I'm so hungry. Go ahead.
Pecos Bill Cafe. We've got our Sunbonnet Trio salad here. Pecos Bill is right next to the Country Bear Jamboree, which is an opening day attraction.
Yep.
When you're in that attraction, there's a scene where there's three bears sitting on a swing together. They're
right.
wearing their little sunbonnets with flowers on it. There's a salad for them. It's a nice mixed green salad. We've got tomatoes, strawberries, edible flowers, and some strawberry vinaigrette together.
Very pretty.
Very pretty.
Yep.
Haunted Mansion. You cannot have a 50th celebration without the Haunted Mansion being featured. So these are our Chilling Chamber Pops. These are sold over at Sleepy Hollow, and we only are selling one at a time, even though there's four here.
Okay.
But these are kind of flowing through the 18-month celebration. Right now we have this one on sale in the park. But you'll notice the artwork, and this is on a chocolate piece. This is the exact artwork that's in the stretch room of the Haunted Mansion. So the idea is you push your cake pop up, and the portrait's going to stretch with
you. Is your dessert actually stretching, or is it your imagination?
I might use that, actually. Let's continue with Haunted Mansion with this delicious milkshake. You're going to find this at Columbia Harbor House. This is the Happy Haunts milkshake.
That's
it is a blackberry milkshake with a chocolate cake donut on top. But you'll also notice this amazing-looking straw is the wallpaper from inside the Haunted Mansion.
All right.
Pretty
exactly.
great, right?
Yep, yep.
All right,
fantastic.
Main Street, USA.
Okay.
We've got this delicious classic sandwich. This is a Monte Cristo that you're going to find at the Plaza restaurant. Turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, dipped in funnel cake batter, deep fried, then drizzled, sprinkled with a little bit of powdered sugar, some sugar shimmer there, and a house-made strawberry jam on the side. This dish actually was on the menu when the park opened in 1971, so we had to bring it back for this celebration.
Awesome.
So if you can't get in the plaza, I want you to go on over to Casey's Corner and try our 50th celebration
yeah.
hot dog, which is basically a Monte Cristo on a hot dog.
Wow.
So all beef hot dog, we've got strawberry bacon jam, funnel cake pieces. We're using that powdered sugar and that sugar shimmer as well. It's amazing.
Seriously?
Yes, it's amazing.
That does look good.
So good.
Incredible.
All right, Fantasyland over at Cinderella's Royal Table. This is called When Will My Life Begin Pasta. It is themed for Tangled and Rapunzel for her beautiful flowing hair. The frying pan, of course. But this is egg yolk pasta. We've got a pine nut pesto, edible flowers, and braised chicken in there.
Looks good. Looks really good.
Also at Cinderella's, this is the sword and the sweet dessert. So when you are inside Cinderella's Royal Table and you look out the windows, right by the carousel is the Sword of the Stone attraction, right? Where you try to pull the sword out of the stone. Well, this isn't a dessert form, where this is a chocolate cookie mousse. It's got some cookie pieces on top, some crisp pearls, and this is an edible sugar cookie sword that you can try to pull out to see if you're worthy enough to devour your dessert.
Interesting. Love it.
So cute, right?
Love it. All right.
Pinocchio Village House in Fantasyland is right next to It's a Small World attraction, which is an opening day attraction. So what we did was we took some of the different countries featured in It's a Small World, and we thought, well, how about we use the flavors from those countries to create some amazing dishes?
Right.
So this is Flavors of Mexico, classic tres leche cake, coconut milk on there. It's great.
And bringing in the signs from the end of the run.
Pretty great, right?
Very good.
And then last but not least.
Okay, now
I figured this would be the last one. We were getting this from across the table.
Yeah. What? This looks like Mr. Toad.
Exactly.
There
that's
we go.
Exactly what this
bing,
is.
See, mine went to TikTok.
To TikTok, interesting.
He's got like the eye sitting on top of his head, like a.
That's true. Okay. I could see that, but no.
We're gonna go with Mr. Toad.
This is
right.
Toad.
All right, I'm in.
This is sold over at Friar's Nook in Fantasyland, and if this is a bratwurst, lettuce, tomato, American cheese. As you figured it out, we've got a pickle for the tongue, we've got olive eyes, and it really is to represent Mr. Toad and his wild ride. Just a fun-loving character, you know, that helped open our park 50 years ago. So.
Your palate's in for a wild ride.
I love it. That's right. I'm going to call you.
Yeah, you keep dropping those lines, dude.
Online content, so Meg, this would be great.
Awesome. Thank you, Meg,
for the review.
This table looks fantastic. We're going to do a fly.
Along with the merchandise and the food announcements, there were a couple major technology announcements with this media update. The 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World is bringing two new items to the parks. The first are the Magic Bands that we just recently heard about with that mistaken release and then hopefully release coming up soon, and the Hey Disney, which is pretty cool in that if you remember Hey Alexa or basically any Amazon device or smart device, it answers your questions. Definitely cool things. I can't wait to see these or listen to these things. Check it out.
So at Disney, innovation is in our DNA. Walt was always trying to test the bounds of storytelling, and we're super excited to be able to carry forward that legacy here with the new technology with Magic Band Plus and these two key areas of focus for us with these products. The first is enabling hands-free communications. So Magic Band Plus can do all of the things that Magic Band does today, such as getting you into the parks, redeeming at Lightning Lane attractions, even getting into your resort rooms. With Hey Disney, you can answer questions that you may have, as well as be able to fulfill on resort amenity requests. The second thing, which we're super excited about, is the opportunity for us to tell our Disney stories in new and more immersive ways in our parks and resorts. With Magic Band Plus and new features such as lights and haptics, we'll be able to integrate into our nighttime spectaculars at key moments, even allow for our guests to become bounty hunters in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. With Hey Disney, whether it's setting an alarm or asking questions, or even listening to your favorite bedtime story told by one of your favorite characters, we're super excited to be able to bring all of our characters into more personalized experiences in the resort and at home for our guests. So today we're going to take you on a bit of a journey. We are going to allow you to experience for the first time some of the experiences that Magic Band Plus and Hey Disney will have when we launch. So I'm going to invite you forward. You can go ahead and touch your Magic Band Plus here, and we'll get you access into the Magic Kingdom, where Ashley will give you a preview of our Fab 50 experience.
I didn't think so.
I'm only at 7.
Other stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley Murray. I'm a product manager on the Play Disney Parks team, and I'm here to show you the Disney Fab 50 Quest in celebration of the Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. So Tinkerbell has powered all of your Magic Band Pluses with pixie dust, and she needs you to help spread that pixie dust all over Walt Disney World to help bring her friends to life. So as you get close to one of our golden sculptures, your band's going to start to light up and buzz. And you're going to help spread your pixie dust by giving a good wave. And once you've spread enough pixie dust, your band will light up the 50th anniversary colors, and you'll hear a sound or a message from the character. So you guys want to give it a try?
Sure.
All right. food just for me. App experience that helps to keep track of all of the statues you've waved at within the parks. Get there right now. So as you wave at each statue, it will unlock in the app. And once you've unlocked all of the statues, you'll get a special park digital park achievement, as well as a 50th anniversary achievement if you unlock all of the statues at all four parks. On top of that, we've created augmented reality portals that will unlock a character. You can see them in a brief scene into their world. So you can just click on the character you've unlocked in the park. You can fire it up on any wall, anywhere. It does not matter where you are. Click on the portal. Open it up. See our friend Mickey Mouse. The more characters you unlock in the park, the more AR moments you get to experience. And you can use this at home, the resort room. That's it. Do you guys have any questions?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
There's Batsu Bounty Hunters that's launching at Galaxy's Edge along with Magic Band Plus as well.
Okay. Very good.
A-Disney is an all-new Disney digital voice assistant developed in partnership with Amazon, coming to all Walt Disney World and Disneyland resort rooms. You'll also be able to purchase A-Disney through the Amazon Alexa skill store so you can engage A-Disney on your Alexa devices. Now, Hey Disney for us is very much the next step into the resort experience of tomorrow, and it's going to be two key things for our guests. One is great hands-free convenience, so automatically answering guest questions like, Hey Disney, what time is Epcot open? Or, Hey Disney, I need two towels. But what we're most excited about is going to be all the different ways that guests are going to get to interact with some of their favorite Disney characters. And they'll get to do that in a few different ways. So, first, Hey Disney is going to make all the ways you already use your smart speaker even more magical. So imagine, you ask for the weather, and Olaf jumps in to tell you how much he loves the heat in Orlando. Or, you know, you have a timer set by Dory, and I promise you she won't forget. You've got an alarm, you can do jokes, and we have some of the funniest characters. In fact, let me show you an example of a joke. Hey Disney, tell me a Chewbacca joke.
Archie, I overheard a joke yesterday. Ready? Which side of a Wookiee has the most hair? The outside. You see, it... What? Being disrespectful? Me? Oh, that is absurd. Really, Chewbacca, you must get over yourself.
Now, we've also developed interactive experiences. Things like Disney trivia, so you and your family can compete to see who knows more about Disney. Disney soundscapes, so background music and sounds, and transport into the world of your favorite character, and can play on a loop as long as you'd like it to. We have tons of Disney stories you'll be able to listen to, and we have a new experience called Magic Moments, where you're going to get to go on adventures with these characters. Now, my favorite feature, though, is going to be coming back to the resort room after a long day and having the character message there waiting for you. In fact, let me show you a quick example of what that might look like on a holiday, like May the 4th. Hey Disney, play my messages.
I am C-3PO. If you can hear this message, then you have been trusted to undertake the mission at hand, to find the astromech droid known as R2-D2. R2 is my loyal counterpart, and he has gone missing. Yes, I did Scrapow that he is. He must be in danger. He could be anywhere. Plugged in behind an X-Wing cockpit, slicing into a strange terminal. R2, you're back! Where have you been? What do you mean, just down the hall? I was organizing a fleet-wide search party to find you. How many times have I told you not... It seems I have located R2 myself, so your help will not be required today. But may the Force be with you anyway.
You can imagine walking into your resort room for the first time and having a fun character message from Mickey and Hal walking into Walt Disney World. Now, let's talk about characters for a little bit. We have an awesome, diverse roster of characters that we're going to be launching with. They include every major Disney franchise, from Disney Animation, Pixar, Star Wars, And my favorite, the Muppets, because there's no better way to wake up than having an animal wake you up with an alarm. Now, we know guests love our characters, and we've created a brand new character called the Disney Magical Companion, who will be your guide to all things Hey Disney. And I'll introduce you now. Hey Disney, tell us about yourself.
I'm the Disney Magical Companion. I can answer your questions about Disney parks. I can tell you the weather, set alarms, introduce you to Mickey, Minnie, and my other Disney friends, plus guide you to plenty of exciting surprises. All right, let's make some magic.
So our artists and designers were inspired by Disney legend Mary Blair, so you'll see that design aesthetic throughout the entire product. It looks beautiful. Now, one announcement we made today is Magic Band Plus, later this year, will connect with Hey Disney to make all of the experiences, or many of the experiences I mentioned earlier, even more magical. So what you've heard from the team today is true. What we're trying to do is carry on Walt's legacy of combining innovation and technology to redefine how we tell our stories. And what you're seeing today is very much just the beginning.
That's exciting. So will this be, besides the resorts, this is something you could buy and have your house?
Yeah, in fact, if you already own an Echo device, it doesn't even need to have a screen. You'll be able to download it so you can engage Disney on that device.
Okay.
Or you can purchase what you see here is an Echo Show 5, and this is what we're going to be putting in the resort rooms, plus this beautiful case that we partnered with Otterbox to hold.
Right.
And this case and the device itself are already available for purchase. Hey Disney will be coming later this year.
And action.
Bright Suns, welcome to Black Spire Outpost.
Hello.
We are here in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, where very soon you'll be able to use your Magic Band Plus to join the Batuu Bounty Hunting Guild. And the way this is going to work is, located in the land is a thing that we call the Job Board. You can sort of think of it like a space wanted poster. You're going to take your Magic Band Plus, you're going to tap it to that Job Board, and you're going to get assigned a bounty. You're going to use this band then to track the location of that bounty, same way that you would play that, you know, warmer, colder game as a kid, right? So green means you're going the right direction. It's going to start blinking faster and faster to let you know that you're on the right track. But if you start to go the wrong direction, it'll go red to let you know that you need to turn around. Ultimately, though, it's going to lead you to one of the many doors located throughout the land, and when you get to the right spot, it's going to indicate that it's now time to activate your thermal scanner. And this is a thing that you're going to find in the Play Disney Parks app. And this is what you're going to use to confirm that you have, in fact, arrived at the correct location. So I'm going to go ahead and tap to activate my thermal scanner. It's going to go ahead and charge up. And what it's doing right now is actually looking through the door. And what it's going to do is then reveal to me, well, in this case, a little tiny alien guy who's on the land. Now, the most important part of any bounty hunting adventure is making sure that you get paid. So at the end of the experience, you're going to make your way back to where your adventure began. There you'll find the local guildmaster. And she's going to ask you to place your Magic Band Plus into a scanning contraption that'll confirm that you did in fact find the correct bounty that you had been assigned. And then on a small display above that, you're going to be rewarded with the number of galactic credits that are associated with the particular bounty hunt that you've been on.
Excellent.
That is incredible.
Sounds like fun.
Okay, guys, thanks for sticking with us. Now comes the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind footage. We've got some different videos that you can watch over on our YouTube channel, but the audio is pretty exceptional, too, so that's why we're playing it for you tonight. We have Jimmy and Sam going through this, and the audio that you're going to see here is basically the pre-show, which happens in two different rooms of this, and then they move on to the actual ride loading area. What we saw video-wise of Sam and Jimmy so far was great in that they were riding in the vehicle and they had the camera set up in front of them. So you're definitely going to see some of that video down the road too. So for right now, listen in. This is Guardians of the Galaxy's Cosmic Rewind over at Epcot, the pre-show. Here we go.
Commander of the Nova Corps. On behalf of all Xandarians,
I hope you have enjoyed exploring the wonders of Xandar. As you have seen, your world and ours were born of the same moment, one which you refer to as the Big Bang. As such, we are all galactic neighbors in a vast universe which we and countless others share. For you to travel to Xandar would take 2.5 million years, assuming you had a ship that could fly at the speed of light. So we decided to come to you. But even we could not have reached you so easily were it not for the Cosmic Generator, an advanced piece of Xandarian technology that creates jump points, artificial tunnels that act as shortcuts, linking distant points in space. It is our desire to share this wondrous technology with your people so that together we might explore new worlds and create a brighter tomorrow. And now, as the culmination of the wonders of Xandar, you will be teleported to a Nova ship above your planet for a demonstration of the Cosmic Generator. I trust you will find it an unforgettable experience.
Welcome, people of Epcot. Epcotters. Epcotians. Citizens of Epcot. Does anyone know what they call themselves? What? I'm on? Someone needs to tell me what I'm on. Welcome, Epcot Terrans. I am Centurion Tal Merrick, and we're just about ready to teleport you up to the ship for the demonstration. As you're about to enter a secure Nova area, I must ask you to put away your Terran communication devices at this time. Recording of any type is strictly prohibited. I am very serious about this. Now, please step forward into the chamber. You're gonna love this. Did not stand where I told them to, okay? Stand by for teleportation. Is everyone in? Here we go. You made it. I mean, of course you did. Nova Prime? They're ready.
Excellent. What you see before you is the Cosmic Generator. And in just a few moments, we'll be activating it so you can experience for yourselves what's happening.
I'm not sure. Our power's out. And the Cosmic Generator's gone.
Security Monarch, go to Code Red. Prepare the fleet. And call the Guardians. Now.
There is no cause for alarm. Turn off that alarm. I've got an important transmission coming in.
Hey, what's up, Nova Corp?
Our Cosmic Generator has been stolen.
What?
How?
Why didn't we figure that? That thing's gotta be worth a fortune.
I am Groot.
Good question.
Yeah, who do you think took it?
Perhaps that really big man outside your ship.
That is a big man. I need to alert Nova Prime.
I have been watching Terrans for dogs.
I'm not freaking out.
This species has failed.
Wait, whoa, we didn't even know there was a test.
He's got the Cosmic Generator. He's creating a new jump point.
Jump point to where?
Not where. When?
It's some kind of new jump point.
It's going back to another time.
Dark time, why?
To erase an error.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Your time is over.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean it's so bad?
I got it. I reprogrammed the shuttles to follow through the jump point.
Wait, what?
Look, they're our only chance of keeping track of that whack job until we get the Cosmic Generator back. Piece of cake.
What?
shop. Good luck.
Are you sure you can control it?
Come on, it's me. We got this.
We're all toast.
First it was King, now there is toast. This planet's making me so hungry.
Terrence, listen up. You need to make your way to the evacuation shuttle now. We'll follow the fleet when we get our power back. I mean, when we get our power back.
This planet of the Guardians doesn't stand a chance.
What?
You still? What did I just say? You need to tell me what I want.
Are you Terrence still there? Everything is under control. We're rebooting our subsystems and we'll have the power back soon. We do hope you enjoyed your brief visit with us. Over and out.
Could this day get any worse?
Hey guys, this is Jimmy with the Disney Nerds Podcast here with Paolo at the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. How are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
I am fantastic,
did
thank
you, ride?
You. I got to ride twice so far.
Awesome.
And that was one of the first things I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
It seems like you probably need to ride it quite a few times to gather all of everything that's going on, because it's a lot.
Definitely. You have seconds, really, to take in everything that's around you. And one of the things that we try to do is, how do we use technology to tell a story when you have seconds within the space? And I think you do have to write it a few times to get the full appreciation for what you're seeing, but you are able to see the overall story within the attraction.
Another thing I noticed while riding it, like once you get going, like there's no point within the attraction until the end that there's no lull, there's no kind of in the middle that you're like waiting for something to happen. It's just go, go, go.
Get you into space and really appreciate the experience of traveling through space with our favorite superheroes. This is our first Omni Coaster, so we're actually able to turn you in the direction of the action, and I think that's part of the fun and the thrill of this new attraction here at Epcot.
I love the term Omni Coaster because, you know, the Omni vehicles were such a big part of Disney's history, and
yes,
tie that together with a coaster is so amazing.
We always look at our legacy, but we also want to look to the future, and I think this is a good combination of what previous Imagineers built on, and it's a good attraction for the whole family.
Earlier today, I was at looking at some of the merch, and one of the shirts had like the spaceships of Epcot.
That's awesome. I need that shirt.
And it's amazing because it ties in Spaceship Earth, and you know. So, how do you think this attraction, the things they have done to make this attraction kind of fit in the walls of Epcot?
So we are currently in the Sandar Pavilion, and I think it ties in with where we are in Epcot. It's our first out of world pavilion within Epcot, and we really want to use this space to learn about the people of Xandar and how they relate to us, so that we're much more similar than we think. And I think that was the overall mission that Walt had for Epcot, to learn about how, as humans and as how we're more similar than different.
Who is your favorite Guardian of the Galaxy?
Rocket.
All right.
And he reminds me of my dog, so I hope it's Rocket.
One more question, because we are the Disney Nerds Podcast. One of the questions we always ask during interviews is, what makes you a Disney nerd?
What makes me a Disney
nerd? Or kind of how you found your Disney nerdism.
So, I grew up in Canada, and every day after school, as I'm going to give you the long story of, I loved the Disney movies growing up, and watching the movies wasn't enough. I had to learn about everything behind the scenes and how we do what we do. At that same time, when I was a kid, there was a after-school special on what engineers do. And that sparked the interest in me to go into engineering. A few years, when I was around 11, I saw Mission Space. There was an interview with the Walt Disney Imagineers at that time. And when I saw the Mission Space Imagineers, I knew that I needed to be an Imagineer. So I kind of took that inspiration to be an Imagineer. I specialize in projection and optics technologies. And so a lot of what you see here, we're filling the space with pixels, light, and color. And I like to use that medium to tell our stories.
You're doing it very well, by the way.
Thank you.
It's really amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good.
And we really appreciate you, Jimmy. Thanks so much for all the work you did getting us this great information. Do you think you could do one more thing for us, though? In case someone wants to get in touch with the show or send us a question, can you tell them how to do that?
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast and Twitter @TheDisneyNerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.TheDisneyNerdsPodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
So that's it for show number 436 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Thanks again for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week. For Jimmy, this is Ed, and we're out of here. Have a great one.
Compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in